WMFO Medford, Sky Bar here. This is a song by Vicky and the Vengeance.
But I leave at work. As humans, we ask ourselves all kinds of questions. But what if we were forced to ask ourselves a question every day that affected the outcome of the most basic things, the most important things in our lives? The question is, what is your sexual orientation or gender identity? And the answer is the difference between keeping your job or getting fired. The answer is the difference between staying in your home or getting evicted. The answer is the difference between receiving medical treatment or not. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against people based on their answer to this question. LGBT Americans have the right to say, "I do," but they don't have the same basic rights as everyone else. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
WMFO in Medford. That was, believe it or not, new stuff by the Nervous Eaters. The song was called Chad. I don't know, they've been around a long time. I used to see them back in the early 80s, I want to say, probably before that too, but That's new stuff by them. It's called Record 10. Before that, we heard The Mangers from Italy with Don't Bet on Me. Started with Vicky and the Vengeance with Almost There. I play a lot of local music on this show. I certainly go out to enough. I try to get out like once a week to a local club to see a local band. Have local people in here. Play exclusive local music on the first Tuesday of every month. But I don't not include other bands from other parts of the country. And a good example of that, Vicky and the Vengeance. I just saw them. They were on a bill with Muck and the Myers, a great band in their own right. And I think when these bands come in from, I think they're from Vegas. And if I like them a lot, I mean, these bands are coming around to clubs and they want to see more than a 15, 20 person strong crowd there. And it was well attended. It was at the Midway. It was a good crowd. So I do include bands from other places as well as just local. I certainly play my share of local stuff. And speaking of that, I'm going to play something by Mono and Stereo Now, who they called in a few weeks back. They're from Rockford, Illinois. And again, I think they're planning on getting out here sometime in the next, I don't know when, month or two. And it's a lot for these bands to travel, expenses and whatnot. And so if they're a good band and I like them, I try to play them. I try to get people, other people interested in them. I think that's important as well. So here's something by Mono and Stereo.
Instead of me taking advantage. I'm Johnny Cash.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. But there's rich folks eating from a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming, I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. If they freed me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Johnny Cash live at Folsom Prison with Folsom Prison Blues. That's the beauty of the station. My show, in anyway, you can play whatever you want. Johnny Cash alongside some local punk band and mix it up quite a bit, which I often do. It's 8:25. Before that, we heard the Runouts with Far River in Scotland, Tiger Army. Tiger Army have a new CD coming out, I think, the end of the year. The song I played by them was When the Tide Comes In, mono and stereo with Can't Stop the Bleeding. It is Pride Month, and I'm a big supporter of the LGBT plus community, and I think it's important. They've made vast strides, I think, but it's sad that there isn't total acceptance, which there should be. All are welcome on this show, that's for sure. And I'm going to play something now by Against Me. This is a song, well, I can't say the song title, but this is Against Me. And keep fighting, people. LGBT plus, I'm there. And they should be fully accepted by everybody. One of the main reasons, well, not the main reasons, but one of the many reasons that I wrote Democratic. Here we go.
We'll be right back.
8:38, that was a band out of Canada called Pop. Name of the song was Closure off of the CD called Morbid Stuff. Before that, Public Access TV, End of an Era, Gary Clark Jr., got to get into something, and Against Me with Transgender Dysphoria Blues. Going to play something now by, this is a Rumbar release, Jeff Palmer, Pulling Out All the Stops, name of the CD. It's good stuff. Here we go.
Life on the ceiling, losing, feeling there's no the apology right. I got the chemical romance bottled up real tight. I got the radio. Stupid, stupid me. I never learned my lesson. Never learned my lesson, yeah. I got the wrong back down. Got the apology right. I got the chemical romance bottles up real tight. I got the radio. Stupid, stupid me.
Don't you know?
WMFO in Medford. I got to button this thing up. That was the Gala USA with a song called Sorry. Before that, Pennywise, Can't Save You Now. Mona with Listen to Your Love. And State of the Union with Chemical, The Struts, Ashes. It's 8:57, WMFO in Medford. I'm out. This is one from Bad Religion. Going to have Jen Lombardian next week play a few songs, talk about her new release. I'm looking forward to that. Thanks for listening. See ya.
Nobody's home. There comes a time.